Channel Radio.
On the hour.
Channel Great Music and Talk. Channel Great Music and Talk. Great Music and Talk.
Business Bunker.
Welcome to the Business Bunker show on KentBusinessRadio.co.uk on this Tuesday, the 19th of April. You're listening to me, Paul Andrews, and the stonkingly gorgeous Jewel Serkin.
Good morning, Mr. Andrews.
Hello. Afternoon.
Well,
I know you've only just got up, but it's afternoon.
Well, there was some beast phoning me very early this morning.
I left a message.
Yeah, some beast. As I came in this morning, actually, apart from avoiding a Kent Fire and Safety red car that was zooming along. You know when they whiz past you?
Yeah.
I had my music really loud and suddenly I realised that it wasn't the Isley Brothers, it was actually a siren. So I pulled over.
Easy mistake to make. Sorry, officer. I thought you were the Isley Brothers.
I pulled over into a little ditch and I took some pictures of some gambling lambs.
Sorry, I've completely lost the plot on that.
We are.
Hold on a minute. Let me try and deconstruct the sentence that you just came out with.
Usually, you're the only person that does understand me.
I was on the way over here.
Yeah.
I got overtaken by a health and safety car with flashing lights.
A fire truck.
So yeah. I stopped and took some pictures of some lambs.
Well, because I'd veered into a ditch. And as my two wheels of my on the left side had sort of sunk in the ditch, I thought I might as well make the most of the opportunity.
Oh, I see. You found yourself in a ditch, so you thought, while I'm here, I'll just do some lamb pictures.
Yeah, so there they were, baby twins.
Right.
Ambling and gambling. See, the ladies in the studio get that.
Yeah,
even
okay.
Roger's looking sort of
slightly
whimsical.
Yeah, but what they don't know is what you had in mind. You just thought kebab.
Oh.
Kebab on the hoof is what you thought, wasn't it?
They're a little bit skinny.
Yeah, they'll fatten up fairly soon.
They will, like some other people I know.
Anyway. Anyway, enough of that. We'd like to hear from you, the businesses of Kent. Before that, I'd like to tell you who today's show sponsor is.
Yes.
And today's show sponsor, and we thank them very much, is CA Financial Services from Sevenoaks. So a big, big thank you to CA Financial Services on Sevenoaks. You can follow them on the Twitter, if I can remember their Twitter handle, which is CASFUK.
Very good. CAF for Freddie, SUK.
Thank you.
CAF suck. If you like.
Thank you for that. So do give them a follow on Twitter. Big thank you to them, CA Financial Services, for sponsoring today's show. We'd like to hear from you from the businesses of Kent, and you can get in touch with us in all the normal ways. You can call us on 01303 874 998. That's 01303 874 998. Or you can email me at bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk. But by far and away, to interact with us live on air, the best way to do that is to tweet me at VanillaWeb. And we've already had 9,863,000,000,000,000 tweets.
Oh, we've just had another one from Crescent Turner in Whitstable. So
8,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000
May I just say that we've also got the fabulous Rupert Connolly phoning in at 2:30 about his va-va-voom, the Virgin thing.
You're getting all excited about that, aren't you? You like a bit of Rupee.
Well, you know why I like Rupee?
Yeah,
not
I do.
Really, because, no, Rupee's not my favourite. Who's my favourite? The brother, of course.
Sunil.
Sunil.
Only because he let you wear his wig.
Yeah, well, I have a little soft spot for Sunil.
Sunil let her wear his wig, you see. So she's always had a spot
I've
for Sunil.
I've always liked a man with a wig.
Yeah.
He's a sort of barrister judge.
He's a barrister. He's not a judge.
Well, he could be a judge. He will be. Is a judge higher than a barrister? Yeah. So he will be, and probably when he's older.
No.
He'll grow into it.
Do you think so?
And will he get a bigger wig then?
Sunil, I suggest you tweet him pretty quickly to shut her up if I were you, mate.
Will he get one of those big wigs where, that mice nest in?
Yeah, exactly.
Like ye old.
How on earth did we get onto this?
Mice.
Already, she's already deflected the show.
Well, Sunil, you know, he's the ladies, you know, the ladies will. I'll get find a picture of him for you.
What on earth is that in that cup?
Oh, it's licorice, darling. I thought you'd had a
thank
lot of
you.
Coffee.
Licorice tea. I just took a big gulp of it, thinking it was
coffee,
green tea, or coffee or something. Like it was licorice tea.
I like to keep you on your toes, young man.
We've had a tweet from the lovely Anne Wynne Cooper.
Oh, what's she saying?
And she said, Paul, please, could you give us a shout-out on the Business Bunker Show for my playbook preview event? And here's a link. Now, she has kindly provided a link, which, of course, Twitter has kindly shortened so that I can't read it. So by far and away, the easiest way to find out about the Get Fruitful Playbook event and preview brunch is to follow Anne Wynne on the Twitter. And her Twitter handle is Get Fruitful Now. So do give Armin a follow and basically find out some more about... I'm actually speaking at that, I think, if I remember rightly.
You're speaking at absolutely everything.
Yeah, that is true, yeah.
I mean, what aren't you speaking at would probably be more useful to
possibly,
know, so
yeah.
So that I can avoid...
Oh, that was scary.
Oh, that's
on
me.
My Twitter feed, I suddenly got a picture of Jules Sirkin come up on...
That's my Michelle Rue Jr. dress.
There is it.
I wore that to sort of, you know, allure him.
What, Andrew Knott?
No, Michelle Rue, that's my Michelle Rue Jr. dress.
Yeah, but that's not Michelle Rue, that's Andrew Knott from the FSB.
That's yeah, but I also wore it to see if I could get a discount from the FSB. It didn't work. I got some vouchers, though, for M&S.
Okay. We've also had a tweet from Chris Hyde. Oh, they do this deliberately. They make up these Twitter names just so that I can't say them. His Twitter name is Chameleon Genics. Chameleon Genics.
As in the little creature.
As in the little thing that changes colour.
Yeah.
With some genics on the end.
Yeah.
So let me spell it for you. Chameleon Genics. Chemeleogenics. Yeah, Chameleon Genics.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, can we have a shout out, please? We support SMEs. We improve business processes, team effectiveness, and no change project is too small for us to undertake. Thank you. So there you go.
Lovely.
That's Chameleogenics. Digital in Kent have tweeted to say that I'm speaking at their event on tomorrow.
Another one.
Apparently.
Well,
if I'm up in time.
You know what my new husband's doing? You know he's speaking at the London Press Club.
I do.
Which he had to cancel twice before, so he can't cancel anymore. So he's definitely...
He's as flaky as you.
No. He was just in demand. He's in demand. And now he's been told one of his clients wants him to go to LA.
Hmm.
So it would have meant cancelling again London Press Club. So he's flying to LA for a day trip. Doing
as you do, international playboy and jet setter.
Doing a conference,
Gavin Sirkin,
flying back the same night to do London Press landing and doing that. And I had my bags packed when he said he was going to LA. You can imagine, listener. I was ready, and then he said he was only going for the day, so it's hardly worth it.
I wasn't taking. You should have gone with Stu. My Stu.
Yeah, is he still out there?
No, he's back in Bristol now.
Did he do his Doritos advert?
He did do a Doritos advert, yeah,
can
he did.
Can we see it?
Yeah, no, it's on US TV only. Okay. Yeah, it's on CBS or whatever
Talking
it is.
Talking of TV, I'm looking for, if anybody knows a videographer in the Whitstable area, I need one quite regularly.
Hacks, here's your man.
Yes, our friends.
Yeah, Hacks.
So you're good.
Talking about similar things, we've had a tweet from the Grain Store Studio in Faversham.
Okay.
And they are saying, Vanilla Web, we are looking for a Kent-based photographers, painters or others who may want to sell unframed prints at an event we're running on the 7th and 8th of May.
Well.
Now, there's an offer.
Tell me what their Twitter handle is.
Their Twitter handle is, Jules, G Store Studio.
Okay, if that's great, standing for Grain Store.
Grain Store, yeah.
I will tweet, because you know who would like be interested probably and know everybody would be Faversham Creek Hotel.
Absolutely. So if you are an artist or a photographer and you would like to sell unframed prints, there is an event happening at the Grain Store Studio in Faversham on the 7th and 8th of May. And if you follow G Store Studio, you can find out more about it. And... get your work on the market, as they say.
And in actual fact, Grain Store, sorry to interrupt you, but I know you're in
flow. You've never been sorry about that before.
I know if you get interrupted, you find it difficult to return to your flow at your sort of age. But I have a young artist who approached me to put on an event at the Crescent Turner, so that would be good for them, wouldn't it?
Mm.
wouldn't it? You're not listening.
I am. But I won't get one free. You're boring
me. When you go, like that, I just know. It's either cool or and I know you're not.
Now, you were waffling about a Crescent Turner, yeah?
Yeah. No, there was a young artist who approached me, so I heard.
Yeah, you're just trying to boast that you're still getting hit on by young men. I know. Okay. Yeah, fair enough.
Quite a lot, actually.
Okay.
Might have something to do with all the places I eat.
Yeah.
Do you think it's cupboard love?
I could tell you what I think it actually is, but not on the radio.
Okay, off air. Look
yeah,
forward to it.
Absolutely. Oh, look.
What?
I've got a tweet.
Is it from a lady?
It is. It's from a lady.
You've gone all gooey.
It's from a lady.
It's gone all gooey.
It's
listener.
From Becca.
Oh, she loves you. Is it about your eyebrows?
Yeah. It's from Serenity Becca.
What's she saying?
She says, Vanilla Web, Jill Serkin, Business Bunker, special offer, semi-permanent makeup. Yeah. Buy one area, get one half price. You can follow Serenity Becker on the Twitter at Serenity Becker.
Well, I think that's the one that perked me up and allowed me to...
I saw your response to it.
Yes, and you're lovely. About,
and then Becker is now threatening to use guyliner on me for some reason, whatever guyliner is,
well,
I don't know.
It's what Michael Jackson used to wear.
Oh, well, that's all right then.
And he did well with it, didn't he?
I wouldn't say that at this precise moment that I'd swap places with Michael Jackson, no.
it's a little bit cold and stiff now.
And Danny's been on.
Danny Tickner?
Yeah.
Well, he's got to come round and fix my heating. Where is he?
It's Samson Gas. He says, Paul, Business Bunker, I would be listening in, but I've got to pop round to Jules and fix her heating.
Because my heating is ridiculous. It's 30 years old, I guess. And that's how...
Oh, younger than you, then.
Yeah, younger than me. Everybody's younger than me. And it goes, woo, it whistles. And we can't actually have
How's it
on
go?
It. Woo. It's too stressful. Oh, there you are, darling. Look,
yeah.
There's your picture.
Yeah.
I think it's a good look, that, in the purple wig and my sari.
Yeah. Thank you. We've also had a tweet from VR Sarni. VR Sarni Co. Limited on the Twitter.
Is that a sandwich company?
No.
Sarni, get it?
No, they're a sanitary removal company, as it happens.
Well. I can see the tie in there. Can you?
And they're saying if you're gambling with your business, learn the risks of health and safety.
Now I've got the mystery word for the show.
Go on then.
No, I can't say, can I? In case Lisa,
you've got a mystery word.
Well, yeah, we've just said a
word. You've just thought of it, haven't
you? We've just said a word twice on this show, so there will be a mystery word at the end.
You haven't done a mystery word for about 2 years.
Well, because Lisa settled, kept guessing them all. I ran out of knitted vest prizes.
Right, okay. I've had an email from Sally Gridley.
What's she saying?
Hi, Paul and Jules. We are holding a workshop this Friday for childcare providers in Kent, entitled How to Motivate Your Staff and Get Them Doing What You Want Them To. The day will cover supervision and appraisal of staff in early years settings and implementing capability procedures for staff who consistently underperform. The cost is a paltry mere £87, which includes the workshop, a free copy of our book, Guide to Effective Performance Management, and 30 days of follow-up support via email while processes are implemented. The workshop is taking place this Friday, which is the 22nd of April, from 9:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. at the West Faversham Community Centre, which is in Wildish Road, Faversham. If you'd like to know more or to book a place, you can do it in one of two ways. You can either go to their website, which is dinkyonesyconsultancy.co.uk, and I'll read that all in one go. It's D-I-N-K-Y. onesyconsultancy.co.uk. The easiest thing is I'll put a link on the Kent Business Radio website to that. Or you can call Sally on 07581 283 499, or you can just email me at bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk and I will pass it on to Sally.
Might they also be an opportunity there for sponsorship on that sort of thing, I would think?
Quite possibly.
Some events like that.
Quite possibly.
Yeah.
I think Sally just tweeted as well as I read that out. Could you have a quick look?
Yeah.
Because I haven't got my tweet up at the moment.
I'll put my glasses back on.
Because she may have given us some more info.
Okay, I'll go
just in case.
That.
And while you're doing that, I'll have a look at this. No, I'll tell you what, I'll read another email. That's what I'm going to do. Have you ever wondered?
Yes.
Have you ever wondered what coding is all about?
Oh, I have, actually. I was actually up last night about...
I wasn't talking to you, I was talking to them.
3 a.m. wondering what is coding.
Yeah, I know what you're like. Are your kids coming home talking about Raspberry Pi, or will they be getting a free BBC Micro bit? Do you want to try coding but are worried you don't have enough technical skills, Shona?
Absolutely.
If you've asked yourself any of those questions, then you should come along to our free fun sessions at Oakwood on the 23rd of May to hear about coding as well as to have a go yourself. So this is a coding experience for adults with no technical skills whatsoever, so that they can find out a little bit about what their kids are up to. Whether you're new to coding or an experienced old hand, you are very welcome to attend. You can also hear about the wide network of code clubs, and if really interested, how you could volunteer to support others. The sessions are 2 hours long, with the first one starting at 9:30 a.m. There are only 10 places available, so you'll need to book quickly so that you don't miss out. So for further information and to register, if you go to www.digitaltogether.net. And that's from Ruth. Now, digitaltogether.net is a KCC initiative, of which I'm part because I'm a digital ambassador for them. And it's an attempt to get the digital environment more deeply ingrained in Kent from all kinds of different aspects. And this is one of their projects to get adults involved in coding in a very simplistic and easy and untechnical and ungeeky way. So do check that out. Did you find that tweet from Sally?
Well, I'm just... I've looked on your Twitter thing, and I couldn't find anything. And then I'm looking Dinky. What was it, Dinky?
It's...
at Dinky.
It's Dinky Ones...
O-N-E-S?
Yeah.
Yeah. E-Y-C?
Yeah.
Got them. Okay. So they're... let me read out their website while I scroll down. It's dinkyonesconsultancy.co.uk. And they say...
and there's an email address, which is info@dinkyonesconsultancy.co.uk. That's what I was looking for, and I've just found it.
Okay.
Thank you. Right, and what have we got next?
Shall I read something?
Comedian Genix have just been on and said, hi, Paul, thanks for the shout-out on the Business Punk Show. Absolute pleasure. And also, App Design Solutions have said that they're listening in. So thank you for that. Go on then, read one.
Well, I don't want to now.
Okay, I'll tell you what we'll do then.
What should we do?
We'll play some tunage.
Tunage?
Yeah.
Already? You want to relax, don't you?
Yeah. Let's play.
What we got?
See if you can get it. See if you can get this.
Is it something I can gamble to?
Yeah. See if you can get this as soon as it comes on.
Oh, I'll never do it now. Oh, yeah. It's The Only Way Is Up.
Well done.
By Jazz.
Being on the bottom line.
Rift Accounting. The accountants of tomorrow, today. Riftaccounting.com.
Jobs in Kent.com.
Find suppliers and quote for work with local Kent businesses at supplymybusiness.co.uk.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Yes, the only way is up. Cool. We were bopping away in here, weren't we?
I used to do aerobics.
It was like a disco in here. It was like an 80s disco in here while that was on.
She was good, wasn't she?
Yeah, yeah,
she
absolutely. Was. Cool. So that was fun. You're listening to the Business Bunker Show on kentbusinessradio.co.uk on this Tuesday, the 19th of April, with me, Paul Andrews, and her, Jill Serkin. Which is like, what are you doing down there?
I'm tweeting Nurse Liz to see if she's up.
Oh, blimey.
Yeah, I'm sending her some Kentish scenes.
It's your 7 a.m. alarm call.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She's in Maryland, or Marilyn, as they call it.
Yep.
And I'm sending her some gambling lambs.
Are you?
Because, you know, they do gamble, don't they?
What, lambs?
Yeah.
Even in America?
Yeah.
Is that allowed?
Well, I was thinking that, you know, I was thinking it's a lovely Kentish scene.
I get it. You've punned there, haven't you? Maryland.
Yes.
Maryland had a little lamb.
Oh, I get it.
Oh,
I didn't realise I was that good.
No, absolutely. I had a tweet from M Farmers Market who said,
"Oh yeah,
Vanillaweb, saw you yesterday in Birmingham." You did indeed.
Good curry in Birmingham.
Yeah, I didn't have curry in Birmingham. I was actually at the food and drink show at the NEC yesterday. Yeah. It was a cracking show, and apparently so were M Farmers Market.
And you're wearing it today, I see.
I am, absolutely.
What did you eat?
The mango girls were there as well. I bumped into the lovely Fleur while I was there.
Just had an email from them, actually.
Have you?
In my inbox, yeah.
There you go.
I haven't read it yet. You know, I don't really get time to read emails.
Do you know what I want to do now?
I'd like to
introduce some decorum, some common sense, some, you know, some. excuse me, I made myself cough.
It's the licorice tea.
It is indeed the licorice tea. It's an absolute pleasure, actually, to welcome onto the Business Bunker Show our first two guests of the day, the lovely Shona Simmons and Chloe Britton from 3AAA Apprenticeship Training, based in Maidstone.
Nothing to do with batteries, I hence to add.
Oh, I see. She's on form today with her puns, isn't she?
Yeah.
Anyway, ignore her. Shona, Chloe, welcome to the Business Bunker Show. It's an absolute pleasure to have you on the show. So why don't you kick off by telling us a little bit about 3AAA and what you do?
Okay, well, we are 3As. And we are
is that how you see? I never, because it's the number 3 and then 3As.
No, we call it 3As, and we are an apprenticeship academy in Maidstone, so it's purpose built.
Right.
We support business administration, IT, and digital marketing apprentices in the workplace.
Right.
So we link in with employers all throughout Kent, and we provide them with apprentices for up to a year in their business.
Right.
So they become employees. They are mentored by the staff in the workplace,
right,
and they go on to achieve great things. It's really, for us, the start of their career.
Absolutely. And just talk us through a little bit, if you would, Shona, how the apprenticeship scheme works, because there's still some small employers out there that aren't entirely sure how it works these days, and there are some old school people like Jules that are really old.
Yeah.
That remember the old City and Guilds method of doing it.
That remember a jamboree bag, put it that way.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, some people got a strange idea of how apprenticeships work. So just run us through, if you wouldn't mind, a quick overview of how apprenticeships in general work.
3As is individual in terms of we're quite unique in what we do. We offer a full recruitment service.
Right.
So apprenticeships are fully funded. They're funded by the Skills Funding Agency. We work with them to provide apprentices in the business place. We don't charge a fee for that. So everything we do is generated through businesses coming to us or us approaching businesses, sending out adverts, which we'll do on the business's behalf, approaching candidates, so we'll go out to sixth form colleges, we'll speak to really young talent, dynamic, passionate youngsters that come to us as well, and we interview them, we take them through their CV, we give them employability skills, and then we introduce them to the employers. So we really do a full service, a full 360 service to provide fantastic apprentices into really great workplaces. So it benefits really both employer and apprentice. If I'm honest, it reduces any skill shortage within businesses, and it makes sure that the businesses have a really robust talent pipeline going forward. Because what they do is they take apprentices within that business, they mentor them, develop them over the course of a year, and then they bring them into their business as staff, as fully paid members of staff that they have got for years with great commitment.
Right, okay, cool. And at 3A, I got it.
Well done.
At 3A, you specialise in certain areas of the marketplace. Well, that's where you provide that training in that digital market space, in that social media and business admin and bookkeeping?
IT. No, we don't do bookkeeping. IT. So, yeah, we're heavily focused on IT, digital marketing and business administration, especially in the Kent area. We've found that that's actually where the business need is.
Absolutely. Without a shadow of a doubt. Without a shadow of a doubt. The technology skills are in huge demand. Technology and digital. And you're quite right. There are a lot of talented young people out there as well. And what you're doing is giving them the first step on the ladder. A few months ago, we had a young lad, Ryan, who's an apprentice ambassador, I believe.
He is, yes.
He came on with his present employer. Do you notice what I did there? His present employer. The lovely folks at RAP Office Contracts in Maidstone, and he talked about his experience of working for them. He was one of your apprentices. Yep. Is he still an apprentice? Yeah, he is still an apprentice. Yeah, he's one of your apprentices. Love him, what he's doing. They love him. The employers love what he's doing. He also is an ambassador for you guys and for them, which is great. As it happens, I don't know if you know this, I've got one of your apprentices as well, although she's not an apprentice anymore. You didn't know that, did you?
No.
She finished her apprenticeship some time ago, and I employed her after she finished her apprenticeship, a lady called Kelly Culver. And Kelly, Kelly works for me. We actually have a few of your apprentices listening on a regular basis as well. Young Jodie Lawler at E-commerce Workshop. She normally tweets in. So, it's fascinating, the kind of work that you're doing. But I want to, if you don't mind, I'd like to just kind of unpick some of this as well and get a flavour for the kind of things that people are learning. The young people that, at the moment, you source an apprentice for me. Let's try and work through something here. Let's say I ask you to find me someone that's going to do my social media management.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you source a young person for me. I interview them and go, yep, I like that one. And we arrange to take them on as an apprentice. The formalised part of the training that you provide for that, how does that work, and what kind of things would you cover in general terms? I'm not asking for, you know, a breakdown of the syllabus, but how does it work?
All three of the frameworks, so we call them frameworks, so the business administration, the digital marketing and the IT are run quite differently.
Yep.
Business administration runs solely in the businesses, so they don't have to come into academy. Assessors will always visit the workplace every 6 to 8 weeks to really liaise with both the apprentice and the employer, make sure everything is on track and deliver the modules.
Okay, can I just kind of clarify something there? If you're on that framework,
yeah.
See, I've got all the jargon and everything now. If you're on that framework, so I've got an apprentice working for me, you've provided me with a framework. Presumably that framework is a set of documents or something or templates that says this is the kind of thing they should be learning.
There is modules, yeah. There are, and some of them some of the modules are optional,
right,
which is really lovely because actually then it suits the needs of your business. So you would sit with the assessor, the apprentice, and actually start choosing the optional modules and actually what suits your business needs and what you'd like the apprentice to really get out of the year that they're with you.
Absolutely.
So it's quite robust. There's lots in there. There's lots of content. With the IT, it's held within the academy for certain points throughout the year, and they would have to come in to see our trained trainer and assessor, who would also really, I suppose, motivate them, inspire them, but teach them, let them run wild on some of our computer systems so that they don't damage anything at work, but give them that ground level teaching. So it would be taking apart computers, so they're looking at the hardware side of things, or if they're looking at software, it would be coding, development, web development. I have to be honest, my colleague Lucy and Libby in the 3A's Academy are fantastic. They deal with the IT side of things,
right,
and they deliver a fantastic, as well as our trainer Anton, 360 teaching and learning.
Right.
And then digital marketing, very much about passion, really. We see lots of youngsters who are really passionate, who've been blogging, who have got their Twitter and who are using it in the way that we would expect them to, who come to us with this passion and they need to be developed. And we've got Sarah, who is a trained assessor, and she's also our trainer who
showed them how to... That'll be Sarah Theodoru.
It would be, yes.
I know Sarah.
See, look at that reputation.
Oh, there's a good reason I know Sarah.
What is the reason?
The reason I know Sarah is because she's married to Egg.
Oh, I love Egg.
And Egg works for me. Yeah. He's my web developer for Jobs in Kent. Yeah.
Egg is a boffin.
Yeah. I love that. And some years ago, I used to do talks to college students, Mid Kent College and East Kent College and a few of the other colleges around and about. And one of the messages I gave to the kids was that for the first time in history, really, this generation of young people are a group of people that actually have skills that are marketable before they start work. Yeah. In the past, there were very few skills that you had that were marketable in the world of work until you got some experience in it. But as far as the digital domain was concerned, a lot of young people have a lot more knowledge on social media and blogging and vlogging and all the other digital stuff that we do, and smartphones and apps and all that kind of stuff, before they actually go to work. So it was always a fascinating thing. And until people like you guys came along, there was no outlet for making that happen in any meaningful way. So what you're doing is brilliant. And as you quite rightly said, Shona, there's a huge demand for it, especially in Kent.
Absolutely. And I think what we try to get across to the apprentices, they may have a lack of work experience, but actually they're being hired for their attitude and their passion, because that comes across at interview. So it's not necessarily always about what they can bring to us on their CV. It's about having the right attitude. We've got some IT candidates who come to us on interview and they've taken apart a computer at the age of 7. Because it's just something that they know they want to do, and it's something that they really, really love and they're passionate. And our employers want that.
Yeah.
They want that kind of raw talent that they can mould, shape, bring them into their workplace and make them an employee that really gives a lot back. And it's about looking at that talent pipeline, looking at your business and your future and where you want to go and your business plan, and saying, well, actually, if we take this young person in and for a year we mentor them, we develop them, we mold them, you're left with a fantastic member of staff.
Absolutely.
Who actually, you've started their career and they're very loyal.
Yeah.
You know, they don't jump around necessarily within the workplace, because you've got their loyalty and you've got their buy-in. And I think that's really essential.
Yep.
It also gives them a platform when they leave school. There's not a lot out there if they haven't got a lot of experience. You know, perhaps recruitment agencies wouldn't necessarily look at them for the roles that they're applying for. And I think that's where we do a fantastic service, because we give them paid employment.
Absolutely.
But also, actually, they're still learning with us, and our qualifications are equivalent of A-level. So we're looking at a high caliber candidate that comes through. But mostly what we're looking for is their personality and their passion.
You might know this, but I'll tell the listener, because it's something that parents need to come to terms with. The figures are quite clear on this now. Now, apprentices earn more money than graduates.
Gosh, really?
Yeah. A lot of that is because, of course, they've got a head start.
Is that just in Kent, or is that UK?
No, across the UK.
Okay.
And a lot of that is because they've got 3 years' work while everybody else is at university, and they're getting paid, even though apprentice rates aren't the most brilliant in the world. But they are getting paid for what they're doing, and they're not running up a debt of 40 grand into the bargain. So, in fact, apprentices now earn more money in the first few years at work than graduates. And I don't know...
Sorry, Shay Serkin, if you're listening in year two of university.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's horses for courses. I didn't say that you shouldn't go to university. I'm just making the point.
Yeah, it's interesting.
And the other thing that I happen to know, and I don't know if it's similar in your part of this, but across the UK... In apprenticeships, 79% of apprentices are employed by the employer at the end of their apprenticeship. I don't know if you have any numbers on that from your perspective, Shona, but that's the national figure, which is incredibly high, if you think about
absolutely.
It.
Yeah. And I think that's because you can mould and shape that apprentice, yeah. and you're left with a member of staff who is absolutely working to your business model,
absolutely,
and in
yeah.
your vision, really. And I yeah. think that's exactly what employers need and want. And we bring that to them, and we, you know, we bring that service to them, we bring those apprentices to them, and we just really are transforming lives, which I think is something that we are really proud of. And we've got 103 apprentices at the moment in academy. We're still quite a young academy.
Yeah.
As a company, there's 40 academies throughout the country. We're expanding into America, so it's really
exciting. I was going to say, because you're a national business,
yeah,
aren't
absolutely.
You? And your head office is in Derby?
Yes, that's yeah, right, yeah.
Yeah. But the Maidstone branch, which covers Kent?
All of Kent.
All
yes.
of Kent. Do you cover, is it just Kent, or do you cover South East?
We cover really just Kent, because
okay.
we've got...
And you've been, you're based in Maidstone, yep. and you've been there, what, 2 years?
No, just really about a year and a half. Now,
right, okay.
So, yeah,
okay.
not too long. Yeah. So we're now seeing those achievers come through, and we're
right.
seeing people actually progress with us. So we also offer a level 4 qualification, which from A level is the equivalent to foundation degree, and
yep.
we're seeing that people are interested in doing that, especially the employers. They're supporting youngsters in the business,
yep.
and like you say, actually by the time you're 4 years down the line and everybody's coming out of university and they're all fighting for the same role, you're already established within a company with
4 years experience.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And you know, a portfolio to back you up.
Absolutely.
You know, and that's really essential now, because it is very competitive and it is a candidate's market. So apprentices really are winning. I mean,
yeah.
we've got a young apprentice, Tunbridge Wells based. He's gone into a company. He's absolutely phenomenal. He really wowed us on interview. He's got such a level of maturity that, you know, really outweighs his years. And he sat down and he said, this is the route for me. I don't want to go to university. Mm. It's not what I need to do. I need to go out. I want to work, and I want to see what I can achieve within the workplace. And he's now in a digital marketing company, and he's starting to manage his own accounts.
Fantastic.
Not even a year in. So,
yeah.
you know, it's the good
absolutely. And I think the point that you made, which deserves to be emphasised some more as well, Shona, is, and because you're absolutely right about this, not only are these young people coming with the necessary attitude and enthusiasm, they're being trained in the general generalities of you know, social media or digital or IT or whatever it is they're studying, but they're also learning about your business while they're doing it. So it become, you know, once they've got these skills on board, it's entirely tailored and suited to your business. So it would be daft not to really employ them at the end of it, really, wouldn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. They come with no preconceptions.
Yeah.
You know, they don't tend to band around the words, or we never used to do it that way, or I've done it this way before.
Exactly.
You
yeah.
know what? They just go, okay, show me how to do it, tell me how to do it, and then they just do it really well.
Absolutely. Right. So I want to do a couple of things. I want to hear from Chloe at some point, because
yes.
I'm determined to get
yes.
Chloe on a microphone, because she said to me, oh, I'm a bit nervous about this, and I didn't want her to be, and I wouldn't, but I'm not going to tell anyone about that. Oh, sorry. Anyway, it would be lovely to talk to Chloe. Chloe, I'll tell you what, come on, dive on. Tell us a little bit about what you do in the business.
So basically, in the Maidstone Academy, I'm what we call a AI, which is an apprentice intake. And what I predominantly do is focus on getting in the young people. So go into sixth form colleges,
right.
To schools, and just practically speaking about the frameworks and the qualifications that we do. Once we've obviously went through that and we're sort of spreading the awareness of what we do, we tend to get them into the academy, and we will go through sort of a screening process with them to sort of evaluate what kind of qualifications they already have, what we already do sort of can do for them, but we sort of evaluate what they have, and then we can actually put them sort of against job roles that we have at the moment. So
okay.
just making sure that they can get into the right jobs in the right areas. What we'll do at that point is we'll check their eligibility, because with our frameworks, as they are level 3 qualifications, we do have to check their eligibility on that. So we have to check that they have English and maths, and they have them between an A to C grade.
Okay.
So we have to obviously make sure that they are going to be okay to go through the qualification. So we do initial assessments with them, and we base them on what we call our BCASBs. And we will have to make sure that they're the right level, so they can obviously go through the qualification, because it is difficult, and some people can struggle with it, but we do make sure that we've got the criteria there for them.
Okay.
And obviously our tutors and our trainers can support them with that throughout their apprenticeship.
It sounds
fantastic.
Like they're nurtured right from the beginning when you start off with them, and that you're, you know, watching them all the way. Can you just give us a little quick story of some miraculous things? So, say you had someone without
it's much, a miracle.
Without much confidence.
It's a talking bush.
You feel that you brought on. Can you give us either of you a little snapshot? They're whispering.
Yeah.
Listener, they're whispering.
Well, we've had a number of people come through the door, to be honest, and I mainly work on the frameworks of digital marketing and business administration. Mm-hmm. And with them ones, you have to be quite good in English. So we have to make sure that they obviously are quite a high calibre for the jobs that they go through.
Because of the spelling on social media and the way that they're writing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And it is quite important. We have, obviously, I've worked in the business for over a year now, so I've seen quite a lot of apprentices go into employment and obviously achieve, which is always quite nice. But to be honest, where the level that they're at, we do have some that might need a little bit of an extra support. So we have a young lady that was Rebecca, and she was struggling quite a lot with her functional skill exams. And we had sort of quite a lot of support for her in regards to actually doing her exams, because she couldn't understand a lot of the questions and sort of how to sort of act on them. So we had quite a lot of support for her, I suppose. But mainly, when it comes down to the apprentices initially coming in, we tend to sort of go through what we call employability. And my colleague Libby and me will do sort of a huge employability day, where we will go over things about sort of what to say in an interview, how to say them,
eye contact, body language,
and just give them a really good understanding of what an employer needs and what they're looking for when they go into that job role. And we tend to go through quite a lot of that with them.
Sure, okay.
And we've had a question here from the Crescent Turner Hotel in Whitstable, and they're asking, do you have hospitality apprenticeships at all?
We don't, no. We, for Maidstone Academy, we do predominantly focus on the three frameworks, which is the business admin, the IT and digital marketing.
But that might be something they would also use as in a hotel, reception and all that
Sort
of thing.
Yeah, it definitely is. I mean, we have two ladies that started an apprenticeship with us back in October, I believe, and they are working at the at one of the hotels in, I believe it's Headcorn. And they started then, and they're doing really well at the moment, but they actually started as an employee there. And they, we had their sort of manager ring us up and advise that they wanted them to go through the qualification, which made it quite nice for us, because we was obviously able to go and see them, and so they sort of knew what they wanted to do. They wanted to complete the business admin level 3 qualification, so they're actually getting on pretty well at the moment with their assessor and sort of going through it now. So
absolutely. What tends to happen? Apprenticeship training companies tend to specialise in different sectors. In hospitality in Kent, you need runway training. They're the apprenticeship provider for hospitality training in Kent and the South East.
And I think East Kent College are starting to work in hospitality.
Most of the colleges do do work in the apprenticeship field as well.
I was chatting with the Chef Rob Allsworth yesterday from East Kent College. He's a lecturer there. And, of course, they're opening a big hotel, aren't they, in September?
Yeah, they are.
Which will be very exciting.
And they did the same at my college. I'm on the advisory board at Mid-Kent College. We've got Oakwood. Part hotel next to Oakwood House hotel next to us, which isn't the college's, it's Kent County Council, but even so, they use a lot of the students from our college going there for work experience and stuff like that. But these guys are doing brainy stuff with computers and business. Any feel, and this is just intuitive, I'm just asking out of general interest here, in terms of the people, young people coming to 3A, any feel for a breakdown between those people going into business versus those people going into the digital side in terms of numbers? I'm thinking, what's the most popular? I get, it's kind of, what's the most popular course?
Well, at the moment, to be honest, we've seen a huge interest in IT.
Right.
Because we were one of the only providers that really, really did what we do very well. So we had a lot of IT candidates come through to us, and that's been really successful for Maidstone Academy. I'd say business admin is, there's a luxury in that because it's transferable. It can fit any business model.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that's always, you know, that always has a big uptake as well. And we see a lot of people coming through to us who perhaps don't really know what to do with themselves, don't know where their career should take them.
Oh, I know the feeling.
And that's actually where we step in, because really we're also there to inspire people. Mm. It's not just process driven. And a lot of what we do, as Chloe was saying with the interviews, it's not just this is what you should say, this is how you should be. Actually, it's the psychology behind it. Why does that employer want to know this? Why are they asking you that question? What are they actually trying to ascertain from you when they do that? Mm. And really what we want to do is take these youngsters into their career, but also leave them at the end of it with some great skills, because they'll go out and get other jobs eventually, you know. Yep. They'll move on, they'll mature, they'll flourish, and they'll want to they will outgrow the company, and we want them to go with some great skills. So IT, definitely business admin, but digital marketing is on the rise.
Yeah, without a doubt.
Absolutely. Mm. Seeing loads more people come through really with portfolios, which surprises me.
Absolutely.
So it's starting to become quite popular, and there's an awareness now, there's an understanding of it. I think schools are on board with it, colleges, they're starting to push people in that direction, and I think parents are getting a better understanding of actually what social media can do for a business.
Absolutely.
So we are seeing that rise, but all three of the frameworks really popular and doing really well.
Cool. Can I ask you, do you have apprentices, do you do, or is it might be part of IT, but do you do web development and website and stuff like that?
Yes, we do. As part of IT, we do the web development.
Okay.
And digital marketing as well has an element of it, because there has to be web and social media within that.
Exactly. Cool. Ladies, we could talk about this forever. Sadly, we're kind of running out of time. If somebody wants to find out more about 3A, either an employer or a potential candidate, how can they go about doing that?
You can approach us at the Academy. The website we are on is www.3aaa.co.uk, and we're also out there on social media, Twitter, Facebook. They can come through to the Maidstone Academy. If they Google us, it will give them the address.
I happen to know the address. your website is 3AAA.co.uk / Maidstone.
Yes.
And your Twitter handle is 3AAA Maidstone. So they can follow you directly.
Absolutely.
Or they can go to the main corporate website. Ladies, thank you so much for that.
Thank you very much.
It was an absolute pleasure to hear from you. The lovely Shanna Simmons and Chloe Britton from 3A Apprenticeship Training. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Very interesting. I mean, they need their own show, really, don't they?
They do. I mean, it's a big subject. And if you think about it, we were only talking about a small subset of the market. You know, these guys are doing IT and business and digital marketing. And you mentioned hospitality. You can do an apprenticeship in absolutely anything now. Absolutely anything. And there are companies all over the place that specialize in different sectors of the market, because it's about the training and putting together the frameworks and all the rest of it. So each apprenticeship company has a specialized in their own frameworks and their own part of the marketplace. You know, nobody does everything, because it's not
except
possible.
You.
Obviously I do.
Let's face it,
I'm a superhero.
You do go to the opening of an envelope.
True.
And I still say it, since I helped you with your image, you know, with that...
you helped me with my
that
image.
That purple wig, you know, that was the start of your career, really.
I'm going to ignore you and read this tweet.
Who tweeted?
From P&W BNB.
Oh, are they new?
Yeah, they are. And they said, Vanilla, we're new.
They didn't.
They do. It does. It says we're new here.
Really?
Yeah. Could we have a shout-out, please, for our BNB business? And they've given me airbnb.co.uk/rooms and then a huge number, which I can't read because Twitter has shortened it again. People must learn when you tweet these things that Twitter shortens links. But don't worry about it. You can find out about what they do and their bed and breakfast. I believe they're in Tunbridge Wells, I think. And you can follow them on the Twitter. And their Twitter handle is... Gardi BNB. Let me spell that. GARDIBNB. All one word. GARDIBNB. Do give them a follow on the Twitter and find out about their bed and breakfast.
Well, we do like a new listener, don't we?
Yeah. I got Biz Butterfly Swale as well.
Oh, right. Is that another one? What's that about? Butterflies.
Biz Butterflies 1 is their Twitter handle, and they say, Vanilla Web Business Bunker. Hello. How about a shout out for our new Biz Butterflies, an online community for biz women in Kent. And they've given me a website, which is bizbutterflies.co.uk. That's biz spelt B-I-Z. Bizbutterflies.co.uk. It's a resource for female entrepreneurs and business women.
Do you know, I'm just listening to you. You sound a bit husky today.
I've got a croaky throat.
You know why? You've been inside the interior of a big, you know, you went to that Birmingham exhibition, and it's the dry air.
Well, the reality is I've been talking non-stop for the last 46 hours, probably, which is why...
When's your next talk? Tomorrow or tonight?
Tonight, and then tomorrow morning, and then tomorrow afternoon, and then tomorrow evening. Tomorrow evening, I've got a great one. You're like this, ladies. I'm chairing the South Kent finals of the Young Enterprise Awards.
Oh, that would be really
which
exciting.
Which is cool. Yeah, that'd it's really
lovely.
Good.
That would be uplifting.
Yeah, at Bethany School in Goudhurst, so I'm looking forward to that. I'll tell you what, Jules, you can do something for a change. If I'm croaky, why don't you read something?
Well, there's a marathon effort, apparently, by Eleanor supporters. So let's hear about it, listener. It's the charity Eleanor, which is spelt with E-L-L-E-N-O-R, and it supports families that face terminal illness. And they have 15 plucky supporters, they say, who are running in the Virgin Money London Marathon 2016 this year. And on its behalf. So let's hear it for these guys. It's Carly Skillman, Alison Bell, Sophie Warren, Daniel Brine, Sam Harrison, Kevin Shannon, Jamie Swetman, I expect he will be after the run, Alison Howard, Claire Homewood, Michael Smith, Claudia Prestige Jones. Wouldn't you like a name like Claudia Prestige Jones? Robert Standing, Matt Holdstock, Brian Austin and Martin Earle. And they say if the idea of a marathon appeals to you, but you're not sure about running 26 miles, why not sign up for Eleanor's walkathon on Sunday the 25th of September?
That's up my street, the walkathon.
This gives supporters the exciting opportunity to walk the 26 miles from London's Tower Bridge back to Eleanor Gravesend. You can go to the website, which is eleanor.org/events/events, or you indeed can go to Kent Business Radio, where you'll find all the info on that one. There's also an evening to remember, a gala dinner, that's celebrating 30 years of the B2B. This is on the 26th of April. Is that coming up then? What date are we on today? I've no idea.
It's the 19th of April.
Okay, so it's coming up in a week. It's at the Ashford International at 6:30 to 9:30. And they say, why not come along? Now, they've got action-packed fun and an unforgettable evening. The reason I go, listener, is they've got Chapeldown's finest wines. They've got the Three Graces 2010 at the pre-dinner reception, so it's worth going for that alone. I'll have mine with a straw. Live music through the evening. There's entertainment. One of the leading business speakers in the UK. Are you going to this?
Might be.
Might be a relief if you're not. Delicious five-course dinner and the very best seats in the house. Go to kentinvictorchamber.co.uk to book your place on the 26th of April, 6:30 p.m.
I've had a tweet from Paul Clark, known variously under different guises on the Twitter, but he's tweeted this one in as High Banana. And he's quite made up. He said, a really robust talent pipeline. He said, what a great phrase. And then the Business Bunker. So I think he liked that, Shona. He was impressed by that. We've had a tweet also from App Design Solutions, and their Twitter handle is appdesigners_UK. Be lovely if you could give us a mention on the Business Bunker show. App Design Solutions, very, very much. I think App Design Solutions does what it says on the tin there. I think they find solutions for designing apps, is what I think they do. And I've had a tweet from a lovely lady called Denise Wilton, known as Mrs. Denise Wilton on the Twitter. And she says, Vanilla Web Business Bunker, could I request a shout out, please, on behalf of somebody else? Which is interesting in itself.
And she's polite.
And she's asked me to give a shout out to the Harmony Therapy Trust. And on the Twitter, they are THTT2010, THTT2010, the Harmony Trust. And they are a charity who do great work, Denise says, with seriously ill people in Kent. So thank you for that, Denise. And thank you also to the Harmony Trust.
Well, I'm just looking at High Banana. That is our Paul Clark.
Yes, it is. Stopwatch Management.
Whence you went for your truck driving. When you didn't take me, even though you had two tickets.
My wenching day.
You did have two tickets.
I did.
And you went.
And I went on my own.
Without me.
Exactly.
And I was already, my bag was packed. I had my truck boots on. Listen, Thursday the 21st of April at 9:30, Evo Girls are going to be relaunching an official social enterprise networking group, Paul Andrews. We already, they say they've always run a non-profit basis, but they have big plans for this year, and they'd love to see you here. The network in Ashford, Gravesend and Maidstone is growing rapidly, and they're expanding, they say, to Tunbridge Wells this month. So you can go to evogirls.co.uk events. They say business and our mission is to drive women in business to success and support. Tickets are £5 for members, £10 for non-members. Includes tea, coffee and cake alongside 2 hours of networking. There you are.
And the next one is at the Corpus Christi Hall in Maidstone on Thursday.
Thank you for saying that.
I know, because I'm there.
Well, you can't go. It's girls.
Ah, but I'm going. I've wheedled my way in. Well, they saw me. They saw my picture with the purple wig on and invited me.
Yeah, but if you're wound up...
I'm a token girl for the day.
Who was it of our guests that wound me up? Do you remember in my sari when I came back from New Delhi?
Oh, yeah.
They wedged me in it.
Yeah.
And I then tried to shuffle to the loo, and I was like a tube of toothpaste. I couldn't actually go to the loo. It was most distracting, I know.
I've had a tweet from Western Hanger Castle.
Oh, what are they doing? Lamar?
They've got a fabulous concert lined up at Western Hanger Castle. Oh, they've got Beverly Knight.
Yeah, and Lamar.
And they've just added Lamar and Kenny Thomas and Sonia Stein. Yeah.
Isn't that the sax player? Or is that Kenny? Yeah. Kenny somewhat.
Oh, no.
Was it Kenny Rogers?
No, you're thinking of Ken.
Lucille.
There's a million people called Kenny.
It's a fantastic leave me, Lucille.
No, you're probably thinking of Kenny from South Park.
Kenny.
Kenny Ball and his Jasmine.
Yeah, lots of Kenny Lynch. Lots of Kenny Lynch's.
Yeah. No, this is definitely Kenny Thomas, because you know him why? Because I said it was Kenny Thomas.
But you know that Kenny is not the mystery word, listener.
Yeah, Lisa, not anymore. No. It was, but it's not now.
No.
Anyway, we've got Beverly Knight headlining and Lamar.
So don't gamble on Kenny Rogers being the...
It's only £37 for a ticket.
Wow.
And it's on the 18th of June at the fabulous Western Hanger Castle at Hythe.
Where I've partaken of many a bottle of champagne.
Yeah.
On the lawn.
Unannounced. Just by rocking up and demanding Sarah feed and drink ye.
It was my birthday.
Yeah, that's
true. What day is this, apart from the date?
I'm not sure. It's a weekend, I think.
So it's Saturday the what?
It's the 18th. Yeah, Saturday the 18th of June.
I might be in Spain then. But I can come back.
Anyway, you can buy your tickets online by going to the Western Hanger Castle website. You can follow Western Hanger Castle on the Twitter, and their Twitter handle is SP Wedding Events. Or you can call the box office on the following number. 0844 811 1943. That's 0844 811 1943.
Well, it is a Saturday, you're quite right, and I've put it on my calendar. It's the 18th of June, did you say?
Yeah.
Okay, that's on my calendar.
BT have tweeted.
Oh, yeah, what are they
saying? I'm going to read it, because they've annoyed me.
Well,
yeah.
Doesn't
and
everyone?
They've tweeted to something I tweeted earlier that said, get your act together, BT, because I'm annoyed. My phone and broadband have been off for 6 days now.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought you were a bit quiet.
And I tweeted this morning to say, what are you doing about it? And they just replied, and they said, we've just looked up the fault code. Someone's going to look at it tomorrow. Which is nice of them, isn't it?
Manana.
And in BT terms, tomorrow never comes, of course.
Well, you know what I spent? I've got the fibre optic broadband super duper, and it still wasn't really working for me. So I had to get Billy Dean in, and I've got all, hard wiring.
Have you?
Whatever that is.
Yeah. It has been. Is he still in your wardrobe?
Yeah, he's still
locked in.
Well, he's allowed out, you know, when I'm not there.
Okay.
You know,
he's allowed to stroll in the garden until you get home, and then you lock him back in the wardrobe.
He's not allowed in the garden. He strolls around the house.
Okay.
He can sit on the chaise longue and all that.
Okay. I've had a tweet from the lovely Amy at AM Marketing.
Ah, what's she up to?
She said, it's Business Bunker. It's Tuesday. Can I have a shout out? There you are. You've just been shouted out, Amy. AM Marketing. Marketing_AM on the Twitter. Right. It's that time of the show again. It's 2 o'clock. We're going to...
It's all right. I was going to say something. I've just shut my mouth. That's right.
Good grief.
Because I can see you rounding up, you know.
Good grief. She
I was going to read out a tweet.
I'm stunned. She was about to speak and she stopped. That is unheard of. In 8 years, that has never happened before.
I'll read it out anyway because I've started now. So this is from the Riverford Sisters, your favourite organic
sisters. Oh, Liz and Caroline, the organic sisters.
And I think there's a typo here because they say sooty like our new delivery vans. You know what we were saying about the old, when you type, what are they called? Autocorrect. I think they mean so do you like. But the delivery vans have all been revamped and they've got life on the veg, they're calling it. So yes, we do.
Life on the veg. I get that.
And
life
they say the delivering to home and office in Kent.
Cool. We're going to have a break. We're going to listen to some tunage and then we're going to come back with another set of guests after that.
Can't wait.
Yeah.
What are we playing?
Go on.
Don't know, no idea.
Every hour, every day.
Oh, that's UB40.
You got it.
The more I learn, the less I know about before. The less I know, the more I want to look.